I'm on the phone with Ben Thrush, who is Vice President of the New Business Development for Hub International Northeast. Ben, why don't you tell us about Hub International, what you guys do there, and your association with the toy industry?
Okay. Hub International is a insurance brokerage firm headquartered out of Chicago with over 150 offices throughout the United States and the Canadian Providence. I am a producer for Hub International, and my responsibility is to procure insurance coverage for clients in need of property casualty insurance. And Hub International is the endorsed insurance broker for the Toy Industry Association.
Excellent. So do you mind telling us, you know, a little bit about what product liability insurance is and why does someone actually need that?
Yeah, product liability is a insurance coverage put in place for companies who manufacture a product, import a product, and the coverage is will respond to allegations against the company's product from a third party alleging property damage or bodily injury as a result of the company's manufactured product.
Right.
Now, companies would need this coverage, of course, to transfer the risk of being responsible for defending or paying damages upon the product that they make. And that transfer is then given to the insurance company, who in exchange for your premium will uphold to the policy limits defense and damages coverage.
Okay, excellent. So what are the risks for someone out there operating a business without this product liability insurance?
Well, without product liability insurance, the company then is responsible for defending themselves in case of an allegation against the product that they are selling or manufacturing, and they're also responsible to pay any damages that are awarded against them.
Right.
This, of course, could be very, very expensive.
I was going to say that. It sounds expensive.
in case of even a frivolous claim, it still needs to be defended.
Right. So even if you haven't done something wrong.
Even if you haven't done something wrong, you still are responsible for attorney fees and the time involved in making sure that your company is properly represented and defended against an allegation, frivolous or not, still is going to, if you're without product liability insurance, have a tremendous impact on the current cash flow.
Right, for sure. So I know the application process for us was fairly lengthy, and you guys obviously check us out pretty good. How easy is it for one of my clients to get this type of insurance? You know, for example, is there a minimum amount someone would have to pay to be protected?
Well, the underwriters for the insurance companies want to make sure that they have a complete understanding of what the exposure is for your company, which is a benefit for you as well, because you don't want an underwriter who is unaware or not experienced within the industry and doesn't properly understand your exposure, because in many cases, a policy that's provided to you that doesn't include certain extensions or exclusions may not be the type of policy that you need or may not be a policy that responds to the type of claims that your company may be exposed to. So there is certainly an application process, but once that process is complete, the underwriters then will do a quick search on the website. They'll ask for the experience of the company and if there have been any losses. And after that time, which maybe takes between a full week, the underwriter then generally will provide a proposal that I, as a broker, would turn over to you. The minimum requirement of liability really depends on the vendors that your company or whoever's applying for the insurance are required to get, or that they feel properly addresses the exposure that they may have. Most companies will start with a minimum of at least $1 million on a per occurrence basis of product liability coverage.
Mm-hmm.
And this, depending on the product, could range from a minimum premium of $7,000 to $10,000 a year.
Right.
For a startup company or for a company it's maybe just a few years old and is still building the revenue, upwards to the multi-billion dollar international companies that are paying substantially higher in insurance.
Right. So my clients can avoid that, paying those high fees. You know, what does it mean to one of my Binkley's customers to be named as an additional insured on our policy? Like, what will they actually get?
As an additional insured, the policy in place for Binkley's will extend coverage to the additional insured in case of an allegation made against one of the products, either made or sold from Dinkley to the sole company. Now, this additional insured provides an indemnification to the company, which in connection with an allegation will provide for defense of that company until negligence is proven. Now, it's important that any additional insured certificate of insurance that is given from Dinkley is supported with a written contract, because the certificate of insurance, even with the additional insured wording, will specifically state in accordance with signed contract.
Right.
So the contract that Dinkley has with its vendors must also back up the additional insured and indemnification wording. And if that's the case, and the certificate of insurance is issued with additional insured wording, then the insurance policy for Dinkley Toys will extend the defense cost to that company until the point of negligence is proven. And if it's Dinkley's negligence, then of course the insurance company will continue to defend the other company until they're released from the case.
Excellent. Okay. Well, I really appreciate you explaining all that, Ben. I wouldn't be able to say all that myself, so that's very helpful, and I appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule.
No, my pleasure.
And when, you know, I do get a couple pretty large clients a year that I'll just give them your name and contact information, and they'll be calling you.
I'd be more than happy to help.
Wonderful. I appreciate your time.
My pleasure.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.